No, as long as I can
Okay.
hear you. Oh my God. I don't know if I'm here.
Hey, Marlene.
Hey, how you doing, Neil?
I'm doing well.
Okay, I got something weird going on.
Yeah, we got some feedback just on one of your Zoom sessions. Probably the one on your on your Mac Mini. You can just press the mute button on the
Okay.
audio.
Yep. Okay. I've turned it right down.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay. So, I'm feeling rather frapped. Okay. I wasn't able to get the stuff for the TNAS. I'm actually just wondering if, so I'm on my old Mac, but I'm wondering, can you see this screen?
I can't see any screens right now, but we'll share your screen from your old Mac. through the Zoom window.
Okay.
So at the bottom on your other Mac, your old Mac, or yeah, your new Mac, I guess, you should have a green button that says share.
Yeah. Oh, you want, okay, so what I, okay, so I'm sharing my old Mac, but I can access my TNAS and my Smug Mug from there.
Okay, yeah, whichever computer you can access them from, it will work. So.
Okay, so now, so I have the T, yeah, I couldn't figure out what to do with the TNAS.
No worries, we can step through it together. But yeah, once you log in,
Okay.
pull up my instructions over here on the side.
So, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. Almost through the week, so.
Okay, what's going on?
I don't know. It looks like it can think hard. Yeah,
Yeah, that's really weird that it's not signing in.
might be
That's,
having a slow morning, but
yeah, it's not usually that slow. I can get it on the other one, but does that help you?
Well, I just need to be able to see it, so if you can share the other screen, if you wanted, you can stop sharing from here and share the other computer that you're on.
Okay, let
And
me
then we can
just see if
just,
I can get signed
yeah.
into either one of them.
Sure, yeah. It could
Well,
be
I'm
the
here.
sign in and it's taken a little bit too. And the support bundle will also tell us kind of what's going on there and why it's not responding very quickly to you.
Okay, because I was on it this morning and it was no problem. That's really weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
How about we just leave and go to Smug Mug first, and I'll try to come back.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, so Smug Mug, it is site settings. Okay, so I have the subscription. You can see the screen, right?
Yep, I can.
Okay, so I have the power plan
Righty.
and the Smug Mug source. So I don't have
Okay.
I don't have too much for raw files up there. I just upload them when I'm sending my photos to an editor, the raw
Gotcha.
files. But
Yep, no.
could keep some of my raw files there too.
Yeah, I think you could, but
Okay, yeah.
it likely storing more raw files there, you'd end up paying some more, and it'll likely be more cost effective to keep them on your NAS. So, yeah, okay. I just wanted to confirm kind of what you had there and
Okay, because it does say, what did I get into there? If I go into it says there's no limit on, yeah, it's unlimited. Secure
wait, so
online
it's
charges
it
unlimited.
but that's not for they don't do that for raw. So the raw
Oh.
stuff is charged separately.
Oh, okay. Okay,
So down
that's
below
fine.
that, actually, on the Smug Mug source, I think is what they call
Oh.
that
Okay,
now.
where did I go to change plans? Not select any. Okay,
Yeah.
you're right. Yeah, they do charge for that. It's okay. I'm trying to get rid of most of my
Yeah.
raw files anyhow. So, okay. Let me just try that other one again.
Sure, yeah, I'll try that.
Okay, here we go.
That's very strange.
It is really strange because I was on it a couple times this morning because I thought I went in there trying to sort it out, so I don't know.
Yeah, let's leave that just for a second, and you
Okay.
can keep it open so it's trying to log in. Just open a new
Okay.
tab and let's look at Backblaze while that's thinking.
Oh, right,
Yeah.
Backblaze. I forgot about Backblaze. Oh, I'm going to go on this one.
It should be just backblaze.com. BackBlaze.com. BackBlaze.
Oh, come on, you've got to be kidding. Oh my God.
Oh, goodness, really?
Absolutely crazy.
Why? It bothers me so much that we've made things that work like this and bother people for no reason.
Yeah, and I thought I'd come up with, yeah. Okay,
Okay, yeah. Do you use a password manager at all, or do you just kind of make them up?
Excel spreadsheet. No, I use
Hey, nope.
5-page Excel spreadsheet. I don't know what to do. It drives me absolutely batty. Now, how do I go along and do this? Forgot you say forgotten my password?
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna make you go through the forgotten password workflow. So now you'll have to go to your email and get a link from them to reset it, because I think it's gonna tell you the same thing. Yeah, so go over to your email now,
Okay.
the marlene@mckenna.com.
This one up here. So while okay, password, let me just okay. Oh, now I got to put it in again, don't I? Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Jesus, this is a long
Okay,
one.
so
Store. Okay, let's try this.
wonderful.
Okay. Now, oh, jeez. That's a ridiculously. Oh my gosh.
Goodness gracious. They make it real hard to get into things.
Well, I guess for this that's okay because it is
Yeah.
stuff, but yeah, it just drives me nuts. So I don't know about a password manager. What do you
Yeah.
suggest just briefly about it? How do you do yours?
There's a number of different options. There's free ones that are great and are pretty very user friendly. So we can look at some of those in the future. I'm happy to make some recommendations and provide some guidance on like how you could transition over to those. And if we need to jump on a call for it, then we can definitely do that. But yeah, I'd totally be happy to send over some guidance on that after this.
Sure,
So
that sounds good because right now I use an Excel spreadsheet, which isn't bad when I'm home, but when I'm
hey.
traveling,
Yeah, and that's
maybe.
actually great because that's better than most people, really, because you can a lot of ways like you just need to reformat your Excel spreadsheet a little bit and get it into a like place that it can just go right into whatever password manager you decide on using. So
Oh, I can import that.
yep,
Oh,
you'll be
okay.
able to just import stuff.
Oh, okay. Sure, that sounds really good. I'd like to get that. So that's something we can do down the road. Okay, so you can see the
Alrighty.
backblaze now.
I can. I'm just taking a quick screenshot so I have it for my reference. Okay. So let's think of that with one. Yeah, that's a lot of data. Let's keep this open and go back over to your TNAS tab.
This one?
Yep. Hey, look, it's
Oh,
open
there it is.
now. Finally open.
Funny looking face at me. Okay. This
Yeah,
is where I couldn't figure out where you wanted me to go.
okay. So let's open up. I'm gonna call it something different now. So it's gonna be under, yeah, control panel.
Okay.
It's
Okay, come on.
really struggling today.
What
I'm
is
really interested to look at this and see what is going on because this is not normal. I mean, even you were saying like it
Oh.
was working fine before.
I'm just going to try it quickly on. Okay,
Oh,
no.
there it is.
Okay, that's really slow. Okay. Okay, so this is where I couldn't find anything.
Yep,
There's
so.
some more below too, so.
Okay. Yeah, you can keep scrolling. Yeah, so let's go to system log on the bottom right.
System log. Okay.
That's not where I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I didn't see anything here to print a report.
Yeah, it's support bundle. I had taken that from their instructions, so I'm not sure what they changed or if I was looking at old instructions.
And you looked for the Mac one, right? Like, is it the same?
Yeah, it's the same kind of web UI across them all. I'm just searching around here on my side. This information. Let's click on resource monitor real quick. Just kind of, I'll get my own kind of support bundle by looking around. That's going to be the easiest way to do this, I think. Because I'm not sure what they did. They must have hid it to like make you contact them to get information or something.
Oh, okay.
But I'll look into that more and see what's going on.
And the other thing too, I don't know if I mentioned, I can hear it all the time running. It's,
Yeah.
is that
You said it
typical?
was, it shouldn't be. It also should be something that you can put in a different location. I know you had mentioned the previous, the person who had set it up said it needed to be real close to your computer, but we can revisit that and see if there's something we can do about that.
Okay,
Are you
here.
able to click today on there? Looks like no.
It's I he said actually it had to be near my modem, like, or my SHA, like my internet.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Not necessarily. It depends on the layout of your home and where your living situation is, but it's almost always possible to relocate something
Okay.
to a different area. You just need to get the power and internet or the network cable there, so
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so
yeah, nothing there looks too crazy. I was hoping it would be able to show us kind of a graph of all of today.
Yeah, and I can't on any of them.
Yeah, that's strange. Click on overview on the left side. Yeah, that's what
System
I
is
thought.
sluggish 100%.
Yeah, we can tell. But why?
Yeah. So what does this
Let's
tell you? Does this look like it's fairly full?
this is just mostly telling me sorry the well yes the volume your volume storage is very full and it could be doing kind of like a backup or something and that's why it's very slow right now. Click actually on processes on the left-hand side. And then click on CPU usage
Sorry.
Oh, no worries.
Where do you see CPU usage?
Up on the top, yeah, right there. I just want to sort by that.
Okay.
Click it one more time. Okay, now nothing's running. No,
Oops, sorry.
you're good. Okay. Let's go back to home and let's click on, excuse me, a tickle in my throat. Go down to hardware and power under general settings. Okay. And go to system. Okay. Latest version. All right, let's go back home. And click on volume.
Oh, so does it, is that how full I am? 14
That
terabytes?
is, yeah, that's how full you are. I think that's probably why it's being sluggish as it is. It's getting to kind of that capacity. I remember we had looked at this last time. And we had talked about maybe yeah. Yeah, so the biggest thing I wanted to actually check from here, okay, knowing this, let's minimize this kind of window. Not the whole thing, but just inside the browser frame.
Oh,
And
okay.
click, yeah, yep. And then look at open up the backup on the left, down a couple.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No worries. And then go to, I think we were doing Cloud Sync, I believe is where it's
Oh,
filed under
okay.
here. yeah, and then click open. And then tasks. Actually, it looks like this isn't where we're backing up from. Yeah, no, it is. Okay. Let's expand this up because this is also, where we're. Let's see. So
Okay.
you're. Yeah. And so this is where some of your sluggishness is coming from as well. You have backups going actively right now. So your system is not just trying to, talk to you and as we're interfacing with it, but it's also uploading to Backblaze. So that's what's causing the majority of the slowness that's happening right now. So,
For
well,
in oh, sorry,
go
go ahead.
ahead. No, please ask your question.
Okay, so when I just look at this, like the Seagate and MCPix and that, some of them aren't even hooked up. What I did was, and I can't remember, I do have a couple of them hooked up, but I took all
Yeah.
my old ones, I downloaded them, and then I unplugged them. So I'm not exactly sure which ones are even hooked up, but do so.
So my suggestion, I think, is going to be to make sure that we have everything backed up to Backblaze, and then, well, ensure all of these are correct and we have a good copy of them. I think I'd probably also want to take a backup just separately so that we know we have a good copy of all of this data. But then I would like to suggest that we sort of start from scratch and remove all of the data on your NAS, all of the files on it. We have the backups. We'll have at least two copies of them, making sure we still have that data. And obviously you have physical copies of a lot of this as well. But I think like with how full this is, the only workable way to move forward is to like either pick some large pieces and delete them, or to kind of just start from scratch and be a bit more systematic about how the backup and storage and your workflow in there is happening. It seems like the person who helped you set this up was focused really on getting all of your data backed up to it and backed up to Backblaze, but not really thinking about your workflow and how to use it going forward. So that's I'd be happy to write up kind of what I'd be suggesting here, and we can work through that. But I think that would be my suggestion for how to move forward from here and make sure that we have a setup on your NAS that is fit to your workflow and is going to continue to work with you, not just now, but in the future, even if you don't have me or someone else that's able to help you and work through it. I'd like to make it should be seamless to you. Like it should be invisible to you. It into a point that you are just you're dragging and dropping your files on your computer and you're not worried about whether it's working or not. And I'm We can get you there for sure. And so
Okay, so
I'd yeah.
that does make sense for sure. I was kind of wondering, I guess initially I thought I would just take each hard drive, go through all of it, sort it, call it, keep what I need, and then back it up. But yeah, so he wanted them all put on, which now they're all put on. But what I didn't realize is that I'm having a hard time working from TNAS. So for me to try to import photos from TNAS into Lightroom or Photoshop, it's so incredibly slow. Like, I can't work from TNAS, which, I can work from an external hard drive. I've got a few of them on my desk. I don't even know. It's just like it's through my computer. There's no lag. But trying to work with TNAS isn't working. So if I just use TNAS as my backup to keep the photos or and files that I'm finished with, is that sort of what you're thinking?
That is definitely an option, but I think there's also a way that you can I think that the changes we can make to your TNAS and your workflow will enable you to work from TNAS as if it were, locally or directly plugged
Oh,
in,
wow.
to your setup. Like that should be possible to achieve. So,
Okay, I would love that.
yeah.
Because I am tired of having so many cords and external hard drives and all that. So,
Yeah.
okay, I would like that. Yeah, that definitely works.
Okay.
So
Awesome.
the other
So
thing too is I do have some I have a couple external hard drives right now. I bought some new ones to try to put my called photos on. They're not back up anywhere, and that makes me nervous. So I don't know how I even back those ones up. One is
yeah.
a 14 gig, one's an 8 gig, and the 14, I probably still have 12 gigs free on that one.
Okay.
So, I don't like that they're because the power went off and then I couldn't even access it. It took a long time for me to even be able to get it. So I
That's
wouldn't,
scary. Yeah.
yeah, it was because it's kind of more my refined information I have there now. So
Yeah.
there's a simple way I can back that up even temporary and
Yeah.
like
I think we could back it up to, Backblaze or another location. Actually, I could probably, how many, you said like 12 terabytes, I think.
I've got one that's 8, one's 12, and then I've got a couple of the little small ones, like 2 terabytes. I need a 2 terabyte one backed up too because it's a business one. And yeah, so what I was trying to do
Yeah.
is just plug in an external hard drive, sort through it, put it onto this 8 or 12 or 8 or 14 gigabyte hard drive, And then I will be finished with all my external hard drives. So I don't
Gotcha.
know.
Yeah. I think we can. So we can either back those up to Backblaze. They do have a a personal computer backup product that we would just be able to you'd plug in those hard drives and we can connect them up to Backblaze. That's one option. And then we'd have a copy of that and we can in the future pull that back down onto your NAS and integrate it with the rest of the workflow. Another option would be essentially the same thing, but like if you didn't want to use Backblaze, we could back it up to services elsewhere. Like I can host a service that you could back up to and there would be essentially no cost associated with that. But yeah, I think Backblaze would be the most straightforward option that we can do fairly quickly. Yeah.
Is it going to slow down Backblaze more by adding two or three more hard drives to it?
So what I'm saying or what I'm advocating for would be to bypass your NAS entirely. So instead of backing up from your external hard drive to your NAS and from your NAS to Backblaze, to just go right from your external hard drive on your computer to Backblaze. So there, it wouldn't slow anything down. It would slightly increase the cost of what you're storing in Backblaze, but it should not be considerable in terms of cost. And actually, like I think, yeah.
Okay, so that would work. Okay, I see what you're saying. So that would work for those. So at least I know that. So it's kind of like just back
Right.
iCloud or whatever, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So then the task for me right now really is to just hit TNAS hard and get clearing those files out as quick as I can.
Yeah, so I think what I would like to do actually is make sure that we have a full copy of all your data because right now like if you went and deleted files on TNAS, those files eventually will also be removed from the backup location, right? So,
Okay.
which is what we want, but not while we're, working on this. So I think what I would recommend we do is make sure that we have a complete backup of your NAS, all like, 14 terabytes or so that you have there. We'll have an offsite backup of that. And then you can start, we'll also disconnect Backblaze for the time being. So it won't be backing up anything. So we'll kind of have this two-pronged approach. We'll have a full backup in one location. We'll also have all of your Backblaze syncs that we see on the task list here. We'll have those stored. But what we'll do is we'll go into these and we can basically tick them off and say, pause, 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 so that if there are changes locally, we're not going to back those up for now. And that, yeah.
So it will stay there. It will stay on TNAS, but
It will stay on Backblaze,
okay.
but it
Sorry, it will
will,
stay
yeah.
on Backblaze.
Yep.
Okay,
And
okay.
anything you delete on your TNAS while you're cleaning things up, if you wanted to go folder by folder or however you want to manage it, but we can work through it together and look at it together. Then those changes wouldn't be synced to Backblaze, and if we needed to get those back from Backblaze for any reason, we can just pull them right from there.
Okay, and then once I get my files all sorted, then we delete the secondary
Yep,
backup. Would
once
that
you
be a
have
good?
everything kind of set as you want it, then we set up new backups and remove the old backups.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that's sounding good.
So then the plan would be that we will get a second backup. I'm writing down for myself so I can write this up for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Second.
I appreciate all your instructions. Very, very clear and concise. I love it.
Of course. So we're going to get a second backup. We're going to make sure the Backblaze is good. And then we're going to disconnect Backblaze. And we're going to clean up baths. And then later on, we will set up new backups. And delete or archive the old ones. So, kind of thinking we'll be like two phases, or sorry, three phases. We'll have kind of the first phase where we can, we'll make sure all our backups are good and ensure we're really confident in the fact that we have your data before we start deleting stuff. And then after that, we'll work on cleaning up the data that is on the NAS and working to tailor it to your workflow. Along with that, we'll do some improvements to settings, as well as some physical, we can take a look at where the stuff is. Maybe you can show me on your like phone or something in a different session, like where your NAS is compared to where your computer is, and we can look at how it's connected, and I can make some recommendations for relocating that, as well as potentially improving the connectivity between it and your devices, so that we'll have a better experience with using it as a network attached storage, not just as a backup target.
Okay, that sounds good.
Cool. Proof phase and hardware.
And then, so two questions, one about my external hard drive sitting here on my desk, but also two about, so the backup took something like 6 weeks. Oh, okay.
It shouldn't take like 6 weeks, hopefully.
Hopefully. Oh my God.
Yeah, and so that's actually, thank you for bringing that up, because I wasn't thinking about your existing hard drives, because we want to get those backed up kind of quickly. Let's actually look at that right now. Let's see if you, is this the computer that you're sharing the screen from? Is this the one that you would be plugging your hard drives into to back them up?
No, the Mac
Or
Mini would be.
the Mac Mini? Okay.
Well, oh, I have to have my computer on for you to back it up, don't I? I can access, okay, I have a new computer and the old computer. I can access TNAS from either one. So I could, if it's going to tie up my computer again, I can use the old one.
So basically, whichever of those you'd like to use to do that backup, would be the one that we would want to move forward with. And I can help you with that now, or if you want to kind of think about it and we can discuss it offline, then we could just look at it at a future date as well. The good news is that modern hard drives are extremely good, and there's very little risk. I'm knocking on wood over here, that they'll kind of spontaneously stop working. So it's having a backup is definitely very good, but it's also good to just have it on your external hard drive for now. The
So,
other option could potentially be to plug the external hard drive directly into your NAS, which would kind of mean that it's not tying up that a computer at all. But then we'd have to, set up a backup of from your NAS with that external hard drive over to Backblaze or wherever. But either option would work.
okay, one other thing now, popped in. What if I just took, I have all these external hard drives that are listed on my taskbar here. What if I just took them one by one, hooked them directly up to my computer again, and just start working through them and dumping them onto this 8 and 14 external hard drive I have on my desk and start moving the files over there and just leaving TNAS alone for right now? Would that be easier than having to just completely back up everything again. It's backed up right now. Like every hard drive is backed up right now. So would that be easier for me to just work one hard drive at a time directly to my computer?
So basically what you're describing would be, you have your new hard drives connected, and you also have one of your old hard drives, and then you'd work on, whatever you're going to do with those files, and then copy the work you want to save over to your new hard drives, the
Yes.
ones that haven't been backed up.
They're not backed up yet. Yeah. So those are the ones though, that I would like to get backed up, but
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That would potentially save a little bit of time, and would allow us to do some of this work in parallel. So yeah, you can definitely, I think you should start with working on that, one drive at a time, and consolidating. And at the same time, I can work on the instructions and work with you to make sure that we have that second backup of your NAS, and basically clean up the NAS so it's ready to back up from your new external hard drives, in a clean condition. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. So if I just left TNAS right now, you said you can shut these off so they don't sync, right?
Yes, we can pause those for so they don't sync. But
Okay.
if you're not connecting, your computer to those to it anyways, to TNAS, then it wouldn't back those up anyways.
So I can just sever my attachments, like disconnect or whatever my attachments from my computer from TNAS, or eject them, I guess, off my screen, and then just leave TNAS alone. I'm paying way too much a month for it right now. It's quite expensive. I'm paying over $100 a month, which is way too much. But that will may maybe motivate me to try to get my ones cleaned up. But then how do I back up my 8 and 14 gigabyte external hard drives now, because they're not backed up, and there's quite a bit of information on there that's more recent stuff I do want to keep. So
So
that's
for that, we'd need to connect your computer to Backblaze, or
where. Okay.
that a computer with that external hard drive, those external hard drives connected. We need to connect those to probably directly to Backblaze to back them up.
So, like another account with Backblaze that's just separate from TNAS. It doesn't have anything to do with TNAS.
Right. Yep. A separate, they call it a bucket, but yeah,
Oh,
a separate,
okay.
a separate silo to store that information in.
Okay, sure, that sounds good. Because that's
Okay,
my
cool.
biggest worry right now, is I don't have those backed up. So if we can get those backed up and then somehow just disconnect TNAS for now.
For now, yeah.
Maybe not entirely. I might have to go in there and get a couple things off.
Yeah.
And then we can disconnect TNAS for now. That really does work, you think?
Yeah, I think that would definitely work. And I can send over, some instructions on the Backblaze backup, and how to set that up, and all
Okay.
that.
That would be great. And then also, then once I get working through all my hard drives and get them cleaned up, then basically we can go to TNAS and just delete everything. No,
Correct, right.
I'll delete everything that's on there right now, and then we'll back up all my new information that has been sorted and cleared and cleaned up.
Yep, that's correct. And we'll still have a copy of everything that was on your TNAS originally, like as it is now. We'll make sure that we have a copy of that, so that if, we get to the kind of end of this process and you realize that you're missing something, we'll still be able to go back and grab it if we need it. And
Okay.
we should be able to reduce your Backblaze costs significantly here.
Okay, so but if I kept everything a backup of what's already on there now, isn't it still going to take up that much space? Or is it archive different?
So they can do what's called tiered storage, where things that you aren't going to access and probably are never going to, you can pay very, very little
Oh,
for that. So
okay. So it's in an emergency case. I need it, then I can access it, but I'm not paying for it like my regular day-to-day stuff.
that's correct. Yep.
Okay, that sounds really good, Neil.
Awesome. So I will, right after this, get you some instructions on how to back up those two hard drives that you have that we want to make sure are backed up somewhere. And then after that, probably, tomorrow-ish, I'll get you a kind of little proposal with the steps that we talked about going through and how to implement those and go from there. That sound
Okay,
like a good plan?
and then get my iCloud, or sorry, get my
Yes.
CNAS disconnected. You'll give me instructions how to do that.
Yes, correct.
Okay. But it's still sitting there and it's safe. I can just totally disconnect from it.
Yep. Well, I'll give you those kind of instructions on what we can do there.
Okay.
We might just jump on a quick call or something to, go through it, but yeah.
Let me know. I'm leaving next Thursday, so I'm available till Thursday, and I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
I'll be working hard on this meantime.
Alrighty. Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, this is awesome. Okay,
Awesome.
sounds.
I'm excited. I'll get you this information
Yeah.
over
Okay, me
ASAP.
too. I'm excited. Thanks so much, Neil.
Awesome. Thank you. I hope you have a good afternoon.
Yeah, you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.